Proverbs chapter 9, nothing but sin and bones. Dear friend, pay close attention to this, my wisdom. Listen very closely to the way I see it, that you'll acquire a taste for good sense. What I tell you will keep you out of trouble. The lips of a seductive woman are oh so sweet. Her soft words are oh so smooth. But it won't be long before she's gravel in your mouth, a pain in your gut, a wound in your heart. She's dancing down the primrose path to death. She's headed straight for hell and taking you with her. She hasn't a clue about real life, about who she is or where she is going. So, my friend, listen closely. Don't treat my words casually. Keep your distance from such a woman. Absolutely stay out of her neighborhood. You don't want to squander your life, your wonderful life, to waste your precious life among the hard-hearted. Why should you allow strangers to take advantage of you? Why be exploited by those who care nothing for you? You don't want to end your life full of regrets, nothing but sin and bones, saying, oh, why didn't I do what they told me? Why did I reject a disciplined life? Why didn't I listen to my mentors or take my teachers seriously? My life is ruined. I haven't one blessed thing to show for my life. Never take love for granted. Do you know the saying, drink from your own rain barrel, draw water from your own spring-fed well? It's true. Otherwise, you may one day come home and find your barrel empty and your well polluted. Your spring water is for you and you only, not to be passed around among strangers. Bless your fresh flowing fountain. Enjoy the wife you married as a young man, lovely as an angel, beautiful as a rose. Don't ever quit taking delight in her body. Never take her love for granted. Why would you trade enduring intimacies for cheap thrills of a whore, for a dalliance with a promiscuous stranger? Mark well that God doesn't miss a move you make. He's aware of every step you take. The shadow of your sin will overtake you. You'll find yourself stumbling all over yourself in the dark. Death is the reward of an undisciplined life. Your foolish decisions trap you in a dead end.
There was an advert a few years ago which said it does what it says on the tin. Do you remember that advert? I won't mention the product, but it was to do with DIY, and it says it does what it says on the tin. Was their strap line? And when you read Proverbs chapter 5, really, it's kind of fairly straightforward what it's talking about. There are a number of proverbs that deal with husband and wife relationships, and they are quite blunt and to the point. And what Proverbs 5 is basically saying, if you play with fire, you'll get burnt. But as we look at chapter 5 of Proverbs this morning, I want to kind of look at a few key phrases and apply them to kind of a wider application than just within marriage. And the first one is here in the first couple of verses where it says, acquire a good taste for good sense, or acquire a good taste for common sense. Now, some people have a kind of acquired a taste for power, which they don't use well and they can abuse. Somebody said that to acquire a taste for something can sometimes apply to something you dislike at first, but that you start to like once you've tried it a few times. You kind of acquire the taste. And Solomon is here is saying, acquire a taste for good sense. Let it become part of our lives, something that we enjoy, something that tastes good to us. And we need to acquire this taste for good sense. It's not dull. It's not boring. As the first four chapters have said, God wants us to kind of have life and live it to the full. That comes out in these first four proverbs. And common sense doesn't go against that. Common sense is the door and the key to opening that type of life up to us. And it says, so my friend, listen closely and don't treat my words casually. One of the things that excites me about Proverbs, in my opinion, it's written by the wisest man that's ever lived, apart from Jesus Christ. Solomon is just anointed and blessed in this way with wisdom. And so he says, listen closely, don't treat my words casually. And we can't treat the word of God casually. Some people take part of the Bible and think, I like that. And they take another part and they say, I don't like that. I'll listen to that part. I won't listen to that part. But the whole of the Bible is there to help us follow God closely and to grow in our faith and to receive the blessings of God. And we can't be casual with the Bible. We can't be casual with the teachings of God. We can't just choose to listen to some and not listen to others. We need to take the whole, as people say, the whole counsel of God that comes through Scripture. We need to acquire a taste for Scripture, acquire a taste for what God says in His Word, and not be picky and choosy with God's Word. In this chapter 5, it talks about keeping your distance, and that's quite apt for today, isn't it? We kind of told that we must be have a social distance from one another. We need to respect that space at the moment. And the brother said, keep your distance from such a woman. But we need to keep our distance from all sin. We need to distance ourselves from sin. You're told in the Scripture that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So when it says to distance yourself from sin, some people in the past took this to an extreme and would go and live in a remote place or a remote island where they didn't mix with anyone. That's not what Scripture is saying. Jesus was right in the midst of people, and he mixed with sinners, but he kept his distance from sin. And sin is all around us. We can't go and lock ourselves away, although at the moment most of us are doing that, but you know what I mean. We need to distance ourselves from sin. When we see it coming in our direction, we need to make sure that we take a different route. And the writer kind of questions the person that doesn't follow or keep their distance in sin and asks the question, why did I reject a disciplined life? And discipline is really important. And again, the season that we're going through, probably more than ever, it's good to have a disciplined life. We need some type of routine in this situation that we are facing, rather than just let the days drift from one to another, just kind of almost praying for whenever the governments make a decision to kind of end this lockdown and put things back to normal. We shouldn't be drifting through this time. We need to be disciplined. We need to be praying. We need to be hearing God's word. We need to be taking that little bit of exercise if we're able to. Someone has said there's five good reasons why discipline is important and adds value to a life. It's important in our development. It develops our attitude, our framing of our minds. Gives us an increased focus, actually improves mental health and can help maintain peace in society. And so discipline is important. And again, the Word of God reminds us that God loves us, and therefore at times he will discipline us because he loves us. And nobody really likes discipline, but we need to see the importance of discipline, because again, discipline will stop us going down the wrong path. Goes on to say, mark well that God doesn't miss a move you make. Mark well, God doesn't miss a move that we make. And there are times when I'm thankful for that, And other times I think, ah, I can't get away with anything because God sees everything. God knows everything. The psalmist said this in Psalm 139. I'm an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back, I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. God knows everything about us. Mark well, God doesn't miss a thing. God sees right into the depths of our hearts. And I trust this morning that you find that thought comforting rather than threatening or fearful, because God knows us and God loves us. And he goes on to say, as he finishes chapter 5, the shadow of your sin will overtake you. You'll find yourself stumbling all over yourself in the dark. Sometimes people think that they can cover up their sin, but we cannot. And once we try to start covering up our sin, it just causes us to stumble and we can't find the right path before God. Unforgiven sin will always cause us to stumble, but repenting and knowing God's forgiveness sets us on the path to life. So we have to make sure we don't try to hide and cover up when we sin. And this would be news for you, but all of us sin. All of us have wrong thoughts. All of us say wrong things. All of us do wrong things. However holy we think we are, however good we think we are, there's none of us that are perfect. And God doesn't miss a thing. But that's for our benefit, because the Holy Spirit will highlight our sin. He'll bring conviction, not condemnation. We seek God's forgiveness. We find God's forgiveness. We repent of what we've done wrong. And God takes us on that continual journey of becoming like him. And that's the reason why God points out our sins, not to condemn us, not to crush us, not to make us feel terrible, but to release us from the sin as we repent and come into that abundant life that he's planned for us. So this morning, realize God doesn't miss a move that we make, but he does that because he loves us.